Lockdown Squibs by Patrick O'Connor. Dry land. We got Commander Odell locked up in the heads. Some of the crew were fit to lynch the son of a bitch. It was day 712, and we've been living on space food for the past year. Odell kept saying we was not to surface. Never mind put into dry land. 9 months into the mission, he said there was operational reasons we couldn't head home. But later, First Officer Higgins whispered something about a virus. Well, nobody said nothing, you know, didn't sound much to worry about. Still, Borges and his buddies started saying stuff about the commander spending longer on his own, so, like, what was up? Next time, it was unrest at home. What the? Unrest? As in all through the 60s and 70s? Everyone's grandpop lived through that. The commander only nodding at us now. Nothing to say. Hugga-mugga with the officers is all. And now, even them giving nothing away. Next, it was war broke out in the Far East. We was to be deployed in the Pacific watching China. By this time, we was 28 months in and fit to mutiny. So we said to Higgins, you got to do something quick, lest we do something we'd all regret. Well, he got nasty. Picked on Borges as the ringleader. Pretty soon he realized there was nowhere to go with that one. We're all in the same boat, Higgins, says Borges. No one even laughed except Pilsudski. But Borges shut him up with a look and said to Higgins, you better tell the commander we has to know all that's going on. We asking real nice and polite, he says. Okay? Higgins thought about that. Finally, he says, you know the score, Borges. You got a bit of cabin fever now. But the commander tells you what he knows, and you get to thinking about loved ones at home. Back off, dumbass! Borges was not about to move. No, sir. He was just like, get the commander in here now! And he and Higgins had this staring contest. Forever. Then Higgins swears and goes to call the commander. Odell comes to us rubbing his hands and smiling, but saying, sorry, boys, I cannot disclose, and so on and so forth. We had some respect for that, you know, but we locked him up just the same. We appointed Higgins captain, long as he did what we told him. We need you to keep the intel coming in, we says. So he says, there ain't any. We says, what do you mean? He says, the commander told him there weren't any, at least not for the past 4.5 months. It was day 1102. When we finally opened the hatches and saw sunshine for the first time in 3 years and some. One at a time, we all assembled on deck, laughing and hollering. We'd come into Harbor X. Nothing moved. Not a soul to be seen. Not a sound to be heard. Then Smithy says, radiation. He was pointing at his meter. It was pretty high. So we went below and suited up and went ashore. We split up to check out the harbor buildings, and then me and a couple of others headed inland. Soon as we topped the hill from the harbor, we could see the whole town. What was left of it. We might have been the last people alive in the U.S. of A.